This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green. See them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, the phone number here is toll free. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Before we go to our first call of this hour, I've been trying to tell you things that you can do. Now, if you have hydrangea and you want to make them pink, you need to use garden lime. Now, Espoma has a garden lime that they've developed just to make hydrangeas blue, pink. They also have a fertilizer that will acidify the soil if you want to make it blue. So if you can put down the soil acidifier to keep them blue, or if you use their garden lime for hydrangeas, you can make that blue hydrangea pink. And this is a good time to do it. We're looking for things to do to get outside, to get motivated. And if you do have hydrangeas, soil acidifier by Espoma to make it blue, and a special garden lime for your hydrangeas to make them pink. So there's a job for you today, depending on what you want your color of your hydrangeas. Now, don't prune them. You do not prune your hydrangea until you start to see new shoots developing on the tips of your branches. And then when you see that the growth is starting, then scratch some of the branches that are not showing any new growth yet. And if it's green underneath the bark, it's still alive. Okay? Now, for hydrangea to bloom, they make the flowers on the growth made last year. So if you prune your hydrangeas hard, and you take a plant that, let's say, is 3 feet tall, you cut it down to 2 feet tall, you could be removing all of the flower buds for this year. So wait until they come into bloom. If you have branches that are tall and there's no flower, cut those branches back to control the height, to make them stronger so they don't all flop over once you've had a rain. Okay, so if you got hydrangeas, start working on them while you don't have a lot to do in the yard. Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Sue in Rochester.
Sue from Rochester, New Hampshire. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Well, good morning, Paul. You know, I'm really interested in hearing about the systemic
the systemic, yes.
And I was curious to know how that, you know, we always get a little mildew on the tall phlox.
Right.
And so I was curious to know, is that a systemic that's going to hurt the bees? Is it organic? Would it work on mildew? Do you know?
It will take care of mildew on your plants. It's not something that's going to hurt the bees. Because it's more for foliage than it is for blooming. And I love tall phlox. And I haven't been able to grow tall phlox in so long. Last year, I picked up some of this infused. I used it on it. And for the first time in several years, I had flowers on it. But it's a fungicide. It's not an insecticide, so it will not hurt pollinators.
Oh, good. Great, because it's, you know, probably a totally different molecular structure.
Right.
Oh, that's really good to know. I try to buy, there's a new strain or a new kind of phlox that's supposed to be mildew resistant, and I have gotten, it's part of the candy store
collection
line. But yeah. I still get some mildew on them, so that's always been a battle.
If you have a lot of hot, humid weather, getting up to the blooming season, if you have to irrigate overhead, and if you irrigate after 5 o'clock, the foliage stays wet. And because the foliage is wet, the disease spores that are blowing around in the air will stick to the leaf, and that's when you have a problem. But they have come a long way to make them better. This infuse is a really good product. It's systemic. It doesn't wash off. So if you put other fungicides on a plant and you get a heavy rain, then it washes off. This goes inside the plant, so it won't wash off.
Yeah, I love systemic stuff. I'm always so concerned about the pollinators. Well, that was my simple question, was to know whether it was something I could use on the phlox. So that's great to know. Thank you so much.
I thank you, and you have a great day. The only place that they're not recommending it is in the vegetable garden. You can use it for lawn diseases. You can use it on problems with bulbs, annuals, perennials, bedding plants, ground covers, and also deciduous evergreens and shrubs. So it's a good general purpose, but not for the vegetable garden.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Paul.
Sue, you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. If you need some help, call us, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane in New Hampshire.
Diane from New Hampshire, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm very well. How about you?
I'm doing great, but I have a question about my lilac bush. It's more of a tree than a bush. It's really tall, like probably 10 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it has 7 limbs. And during the winter with that bad storm, 3 of them have split.
Okay.
Maybe about 5 feet up, one about 7 feet up. And so I was wondering, how many should I trim down and how far should I cut them from the ground?
Okay, that's a real good question, especially at this time of the year. Anything that's broken and on lilacs, especially when they get older, they tend to get a little top heavy and they're more likely to bend. And with the type of weather we've had this winter and early spring, a lot of people have the same problem. Lilacs, when they start to get too tall for you, what you need to do is take a third of the branches or stems from that plant and cut them in half. And what's going to happen is, so yours are 7-8 feet tall, cut them down to like 4 feet. Just take a saw. If they're too big for loppers, but a saw works really, really easy. Have somebody give you a hand if you need some help and cut them down to 3 or 4 feet. And what's going to happen, new shoots will come right out of that stem, and you're going to be amazed. Every branch that you cut down, not to the ground, but, you know, 2 or 3 feet, suckers will develop from that branch. And they, within a 3-year period, they'll be blooming because you're rejuvenating that plant. And I have 4 big lilacs that run across my split rail fence in front of the house. And I do it over a 3-year period. Once they get to the size that they were last year, I took the 3 largest branches. I made sure there were no flower buds on them, and I cut down a third of the branches. Next year, another third. And the following year, another third. And by the time you take the remaining third, the very first third that you took down 3 years earlier is going to be mature enough to give you blossoms. And that way you have a nice thick shrub and not a big tree that's going to overpower everything.
Right. So cut the largest one, third of the largest one.
Yeah, but get all of the broken branches, cut all of those first.
Okay.
Count the number of branches. And if you got 15 and you have 4 broken branches, cut back those 4 plus one of the tallest. Put some lime on it. Get some of the Espoma Lightning Lime. It will give you results in 3 weeks.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you have a gardening question, don't be shy. Pick up the phone. Dial 855-660-4261 and we'll work together with you. Nathan, who's up next?
Richard in New Hampshire.
Richard from New Hampshire. Good morning, Richard. How can we help you out today?
I received in the mail three watercolor home run roses that are bare root. And I would like to plant them in the ground. I guess this week, and I guess it's safe to do this at this point in time. I guess the weather hasn't been cooperating, as you've noted many times. So here's my plan. Let's see if I ever absorbed any of the things you've been saying over the years. I'm going to dig the hole big enough to spread the roots out.
Right.
I'm going to that dirt I'm going to remove, half of it I'm going to replace with black cow manure. Yeah, put half of it back in the hole, put the roots down, spread them out, and fill the remaining hole with the remaining dirt, leaving enough room to put some water in at this point in time.
Right.
Then backfill enough dirt to cover the graft. Now, am I on the right page right here?
Yeah, you want to cover the graft itself. That way, in the early spring, when you get crazy weather like we're getting now, the graft is protected by the soil or the bark mulch that you put around it. Now, you don't want to go 3 inches deep. You want to just barely cover the graft and then put an inch or so of bark mulch around it, and that will help to retain water during the summer. It will prevent the weeds from coming up, and it will give it some added protection spring, early like it is now, in the late fall and winter months.
You also noted this morning about trimming the roses. These are bare root plants that came in, and on the instructions on the inside, they noted I'm supposed to trim the branches that are coming out down to like 3 to 4 inches. But you also mentioned something to put on top of those cuts after I do that. I didn't catch that this morning.
Okay. Don't cut them back to 3 to 4 inches. That's just too much. A minimum of 6 inches for a new plant.
Okay.
Now, do they have big stems and little stems on that plant now?
No, sir. They just have big stems.
Okay. Then cut them back to about 6 to 8 inches. When I was going to college and would come home on weekends, usually during spring break in March, we potted 2,500 roses.
Ooh.
And it took us like 10 days to get it done. So during my spring break, I would get there in the morning at 7. I would mix the soil, get everything ready, take the roses that we had put in our pond overnight, and we would prune the tips of every single root. So you take like a half an inch on the ends of every single root. That way you had a fresh opening for water to get in. It also stopped the main root from growing, but encouraged a lot of new roots to form on that root system. We pruned back the plant to about 6-7 inches, and then we sprayed them with wilt proof.
Okay.
Now, if you have some wilt proof, use it. If you only have two roses, you can just use Pledge, and you just spray where you made the cut on all of the branches, and that's like a liquid wax. It will seal it to prevent the wind from sucking the energy out of that plant. Once it gets rooted, then the new shoots will pop out and you'll be in great shape. But we always did that in the spring just to give them a chance to get established, and they don't have to fight a windy day and losing some of their moisture. But we always sprayed the top of the plant when we were getting a new plant, just like you have. So what I would do to speed up the process, prune the roots, put them in a bucket of water, let them sit overnight. The next day, take them out, prune the top of the plant, plant it like you just talked about, give it a good drink, and get a good slow-release fertilizer like the Espoma Rose Tone, and you're ready to go.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33-443-443.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're here to help you this morning. We want to get you to think positive. And as I said during the first hour, if you plant your pansies right now, don't put it off. It will help to bring us spring weather. It needs to be done. And you need a sign that spring is here. Can you imagine getting up in the morning, going out the door, and right there in front of you is a pot of pansies. They're in the garden by your driveway. Johnny jump-ups, violas, they're great annuals. And once they get in the ground, it's going to warm up the weather. Now, you're probably saying, Paul, you're getting to be a little wacko here. Believe me, I've been through this many times, and usually after I plant my pansies, the weather gets better. So buy some pansies in a hanging basket, in a container, plant them in your flower beds, and believe me, it will change the way the weather has been. And the secret with pansies, at the time of planting, put a little bit of food on it. Use something like the Espoma Flower Grow, and pick the dead flowers. If you pick the dead flowers, the plant will not use its energy to make seed. It will make additional flowers. Its goal is to make seed for the following year. So the more you deadhead and remove the dead flowers, the harder the plant is going to work, because its job is to make seeds. Don't let it make seeds. Keep picking off the dead flowers. Okay, Nathan, who's up next?
Lines are open.
We have open lines, so give us a call, 855-660-4261. I've been trying to give you ideas of things that need to be done at this time of the year. And I know quite a few of you from the emails I've been getting are seeing the results of moles running through your lawn. And the mole is about maybe 4 or 5 inches with the tail. It's digging in the ground tunnels. And if you're looking at your lawn, you'll see this zigzag like a racetrack in the middle of your lawn. Well, they're looking for Japanese beetle grubs. A mole is an animal that will eat all kinds of soil insects. A vole is a vegetarian. So if you're having mounds of soil that are developing in your perennial bed, in the vegetable garden, those are voles. So V, vegetarian. And they will eat potatoes. They will eat the iris buds, bulbs in the ground, your daylilies, your hosta, your hybrid lilies. Those are a vole. But both of them can be treated to drive them out of the ground. Bonide has a product called Mole Max. And Mole Max will get rid of all those rodents that are burrowing in your garden or in your lawn. You apply it, water it in, it will work its way down, and it will drive them out of the ground. Now, the Mole Max comes as a liquid, or they have it in a 10-pound bag that will treat up to 5,000 square feet, and it really does a great job. So, with the ground warming up, the soil unfreezing, if you don't drive them out, they're going to continue to dig. So, walk out in your lawn. If you're seeing that when you step, you sink, the ground is soft, you see this zigzag line or mounds of soil, that's a mole in your lawn. But Mole Max will take care of both the mole and the vole. And again, it comes as a spray or as a granular product. And it will drive them out of your lawn and out of your garden. So that's something that can be done today. Watch the forecast. And if there's no rain schedule where you live, then put your sprinkler on for about a half an hour. And it will change it from a granular to a liquid. If you're using the liquid, you don't have to turn on your sprinkler. But that's something that should be done at this time of the year. We've talked about edging your flower beds. We've talked about putting bark mulch down in your perennial bed just to help it so that in the heat of summer, it doesn't dry out. It prevents a lot of weeds from developing in your soil. So let's get moving. Let's start to do some of this work. And once we get all of this bold-type work, heavy-duty stuff, then you can concentrate on planting your whiskey barrels, your window boxes, containers on your deck, porch, side of the road, and putting in your shrubs and trees. So until the weather stabilizes, let's work on that. If you have had a problem in the past with crabgrass, then you want to get the crabgrass products down now. As soon as the soil is open, get your crabgrass preventer. But remember, if you want to plant grass seed, you need to get a crabgrass preventer for new seeding. So when you get to the garden center, tell them, I want to plant some grass seed. I have a problem with crabgrass. Do you have a pre-emergence crabgrass preventer for new seeding? Because if you put down crabgrass preventer, it will kill all of your seed. So do it the right way, okay? And, you know, but all these little jobs can be done at this time of the year. Bring out the patio furniture. You know, they need to be clean. A little bit of Clorox bleach and water will take all of the mildew that's formed on the plastic on your backyard furniture, also on wood. So give them a good mopping down with a rag or a brush with a little bit of Clorox in it. That will help your bird bath. If it's not out already, let's take it out. Clean it. Take a wire brush and a little bit of Clorox and water and really give it a good scraping so that instead of having that green or black filament that builds up in the bottom of your bird bath, the Clorox will take it right off. And if you're putting up a bird house, let's get that clean too. And again, a little bit of vinegar. Now, you don't want to use Clorox on wood with birds because it's going to hurt them in the long run. So just use white vinegar and water. Wash the inside of it. Take out the bottom. Get rid of all of last year's material that they used in the house. Clean it with a little bit of white vinegar and water. Get it up because the birds are coming. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave in York, Maine.
Dave from York, Maine. Good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Exciting time of the year.
Yes.
Two questions for you today. One, last year I used a Bonai tree and shrub. And it did a really good job. But I was thinking I'd put it down in March, and I want to know, I know it's cold this time of year, and I'm thinking maybe I put it at the end of April. When do I put that stuff down?
I would rather you wait until the end of April. Hopefully the ground will warm up a little bit. If you're using it for perennials, they're not really growing at this point. The trees, the buds are beginning to swell, but if you have birches, if you're going to use it on hemlock for woolly adelgid, then I would put it down probably another week from now. Let's see if it can stabilize so that it works better. Because if you put it down and we get a week of rain, it's going to wash it away from the roots and the roots won't be able to absorb it. So you need a little bit of stable weather and then not a lot of rain, and you just pour it right around the base of your tree for great results.
Oh, very good. And my second question is, I'm losing my mind now. I'm driving along. We bring in those smelly flowers, red and purple and white, geraniums. We bring them in every fall, and they flower all winter long. They're getting a little leggy this time of year, but my question is, and the problem we have is when we bring them out in the springtime, the sun burns them, and I'm wondering if there's something we can do to prevent that or slow it down or whatever.
Okay. The thing that you have to do is, first of all, if they're really getting leggy, prune them back a little bit. Don't be scared. You'll end up with a much better and more compact-looking geranium. Now, a week before you're going to be planting it in the garden, take them out. Put them in a shady area in your garden so that it will get plenty of light. They will get cooler temperature, but the plant will slowly acclimate itself to the changing sun, because the sun coming through your window and the sun coming right down on top of it is totally different. And if you go from the house directly out to the sun, it will do exactly as you said. The foliage will turn white. So I always bring them out a week ahead of time. And I'll put them in an area where they'll get some early morning sun, late in the day sun, but no direct sun, like at 12, 1, 2 o'clock at that time of the day for a week. And that way it's slowly acclimating itself to the changes from your house to being planted in the garden. And also, it will be cooler outside, and that helps also to have it acclimate to the weather.
Oh, thank you so much, Paul. I've got 100 more questions, but I'll wait till another week. I really appreciate the show.
Thank you. We really appreciate you giving us a call. And, you know, anytime you have a question, just pick up the phone, talk to us, and we'll dare to help you out. But at least we get you started on the right track. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great Sunday.
You too, Dave. We appreciate the phone call. We're here to help you. And like Dave, you know, if you have a problem, just pick up that phone. You've got your cup of coffee made. You probably have the Sunday paper. Just sit back, look at the paper, and let's talk about your garden. But the main thing, when you're growing seedlings in your home, you need to acclimate it, and that's temperature.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Folks, if you have a family pet, be mindful of your snow and ice melt. Natural Alternatives Ice Melt is pet-friendly and gentle to their paws. Rock salt can lodge in between the pads and heat up to 180 degrees, causing irritation and burns. Natural Alternative Ice Melt is gentle on your property, too. Use it on cured concrete, asphalt pressure-treated, and decking. Natural Alternative, 888-546-5941, and tell them Paul sent you for a free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. We were talking earlier about Molemax to take care of moles and voles in your lawn in perennial beds. Now, if you're getting a vole in your vegetable garden and they're eating your carrots, beets, radishes, potatoes, and all of the other root crops, the Molemax cannot be used in a vegetable garden. But Bonide has developed a sonic spike. And this is a neat product. I have a friend in Biddeford. And he had a problem with voles running all around the yard. And he just had too much to do to put down the product, because you may need to use it a couple of times. And I had him buy these sonic spikes. And there's one that's run by battery, and there's one that's solar. And you put this in a vegetable garden, and it creates a sound, like a chatter, like people talking type sound, that will irritate them, and it will drive them out of the garden. He used it. He put it down in September, and for the first time in several years, he had no mole damage at all. And it will last about 18 months, but put a fresh battery in it for using that one, and it really does a good job. And each of these sonic spikes will cover a little over 7,000 square feet. So, for vegetables, use the Molemax Sonic Spikes. believe me, this friend of mine was thrilled with it. Nathan, who's up next?
Okay, well, it looks we're just a warning, we're kind of low on time. I think we'll probably have time for maybe one person. It's looking like Twig in St. Johnsbury.
Okay, Twiggins, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I'm in kind of a dead spot below a cemetery.
Yes.
We're getting an echo.
Okay. How can we help you?
My question, and I can't remember how many years I've been listening to you. One of the best presents I was given is a pre-engagement was gardening in a flower pot. And it was about how to plant strawberry plants. I didn't know I was on it.
Okay, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, I walked around for a minute. Let's see if this works. In any event, I have not, for many years, tried to plant strawberries in a strawberry pot.
Okay.
My recollection, going back a lot of years, the clay kind is better, I think. I do not remember how many places you have inside, and I don't remember what kind of soil is best.
Okay. A strawberry pot, you can buy them any size you want. You can buy one that has four pockets. You can buy one that will have eight pockets and even 12 and up. And it's like a little pocket on the side of the pot. Now, what you do is this. There's a drainage hole on the bottom. And you take a stick that's 2 inches by 2 inches. You hold that stick right at the bottom of your pot. And you fill the pot with soil on the bottom, and you get your first layer of strawberries in.
Yeah.
Then you add some more soil. You plant the other strawberries until everything is in. Now, once the soil is firmed, what you're going to do is slowly pull that 2-inch by 2-inch stake. If you have a good, like a paper towel roll, the cardboard, you pull that out, and you fill the hole with marble chip or some type of pea stone or gravel, and that will give you the drainage that you need. And then on top, put a couple more strawberries.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.